4CF Mobile.
For HKX. Afternoon, Andrew.
Evening.
Climb up the mountain, so I'm doing pretty good now. How about yourself?
I actually checked the traffic on my way home, so I feel like I'd be able to avoid I-85 North being backed up. But other than that, well, all right.
Here in 85 is a log jam right now.
About both ways, north and south. So how'd everything go today with the rain? You didn't get too soaked, did you?
Bad. Most of the guys wouldn't come out, so they're afraid they'll melt.
I've had it times. People closer to getting my DMR radio set up. I actually was able to hear people talking last night.
An email from Bridgecom today telling me that my SkyBridge has been delayed. Something about parts.
A semiconductor, I would guess, since it uses a, I guess some type of Raspberry Pi or some type of software in it or hardware inside of it.
Yes, I was actually surprised they even said it at all or showed to have it. But it's only expected a short delay, so not too bad.
And I might be very helpful, because I'm not even sure I've got my hotspot set up right. I'm not really hearing anything. I finally heard something from the repeater, but nothing from my hotspot yet, and I don't quite know what I'm doing wrong yet.
Watching some of the videos from the university last night and how to set it up and all that. Starting to try to familiarize myself with it before it gets here, but I still don't know what I'm doing.
One thing I will say that it irritates piss out of me right off is just, I feel like if I want to make changes on my radio, like if I realize that I didn't put one channel in this particular scan group or talk group or whatever, you know, I've basically got to reprogram the whole radio. I've got to hook it back up and redo it again. I finally got contacts on it last night. Took me forever with this TYT radio to get contacts on it, but I feel like I'm slowly getting somewhere.
Now, I imagine it's a slow process learning it there. I was paying attention last night. They got that time slot 1 and 2, and then they got the different color zones you got to be in, too, to watch that for different repeaters. And depending on the repeater, which time slot they're using for club stuff versus open for everybody else to use it.
I think most people explain the color code as almost the, I guess the same as you'd program a repeater with a, like a tone, like a squelch tone or something like that. It kind of works the same way from what I understand. But I think just about everything around here uses 1. And there's maybe a small handful of repeaters around South Carolina, Western North Carolina, that use maybe 1 or 2 different ones. But other than that, most of them are on 1 for the color codes.
Look to see that, but yes, the colors are like the tones for the repeater, so you can get in.
Repeater book. You can pull up the repeater, and it'll actually have what talk groups are listed on that repeater, so not too bad there.
It's mobile. I've been running my DMR for about a year and a half now.
Order or just wait on the hotspot. I'm hoping they'll send the rest of the order by radio, and I can go ahead and start messing with it. And then when the hotspot comes in, I'll just go with it.
Y'all in there.
Yeah, it's me, N6CLX Mike. I've been running DMR for about a year and a half. I could help you out with some of the problems.
WA, could you answer a couple of questions?
I'm in this mess in I-85 and then trying to get around traffic here in Duncan. Trying to get home.
Roger, this is Steve, KN4VWA. It sounds like you move around the county or the upstate a pretty good bit. How many, is it worth it to go on over to DMR? I mean, are there enough repeaters and is there enough folks on DMR?
There's two main repeaters in the area. There's one, I think there's one up there grouped with this repeater on up around Caesar's Head. And then there's one in Spartanburg. Both of those you can talk on in the Greenville area and get in on DMR. The problem with the repeaters I'm finding is they're linked only in certain groups. So if you want to get out and, you know, talk worldwide, for instance, on a repeater, if it's not linked to the worldwide talk group, then you're not going to be able to do it. You're going to have to do that on your hotspot. Answer your question about a lot of people. If you get on the worldwide group, which is 91, there are so many freaking people on that thing, sometimes it's hard to talk.
Can't hit the W91 from the repeaters around here, can you?
I haven't figured out a way yet. I think there used to be a way to bridge across, but I'm for some reason they've shut some of that down, and I think it's because of expense. You know, they got to pay for bandwidth.
So if you're not on W91 and the two repeaters up here, how busy are they?
If you listen, there'll be someone around. It's about like these repeaters. It depends on the time of day and the day of the week. But, like, for instance, the one in Spartanburg, since I work there, I take my radio there to work and listen. And people come on. It's linked on NCPRN and the South Carolina group. So between those two, you can get on to just South Carolina repeaters that are linked, or you can talk across the Carolina Talk group, which, you know, anyone on the Eastern Seaboard usually gets in on that thing.
The two repeaters up here are on the Carolina group, right?
Oh, yeah. Roger that.
Okay, how about down into Georgia?
Taking it down to Atlanta, and as you get down into Georgia and then into Atlanta, there are tons of DMR activity. But, you know, I was doing sales and trying to see people, so as I'm driving, I was just picking them up. And driving isn't the best way to start programming one of those radios.
Listen, for me, I would probably, I'm sure there's programming software from a laptop available somewhere, right?
They call it programming, but it's kind of like a, if you've ever programmed with, what's the programmer for all these radios, the Baofengs and all that, it's basically like that, just a lot more in depth. You gotta make all the groups talk to each other and all the, instead of one main programming, screen, you've got, I don't know, about five menus.
Yeah, and see, that's just it. So I wanted to basically, if I wanted to, punch up the group and hit the world, or I wanted to be able to hit the Carolinas and Georgia. That's my main interest. So you say there is a good bit of traffic on the Carolinas group?
10-6 CLX Friday. Yeah, they're there. At home, I usually use it at home on the hotspot. So I just stay on worldwide 91.
Because I would be using it would be when I'm traveling or in the car. So. See, I'm trying to make a decision whether I'm going to go ahead and invest in that Anytone. What is it, a 578? That's the tri-band?
Yeah, I got the dual band BTEC D. What is it? The DMX2. It looks like the Anytone. They're all kind of looking like each other, and the BTEC. With the latest upgrade in the software, it allows you to program in your route. And so you're going to have to do some research, but you can actually, using the internet, find all the DMR repeaters along your route, program them in, and then the radio will automatically switch from one repeater to the next.
Okay. All right. And the E-Tone will not do that?
I just know that the BTAC will.
Okay. Okay. All right. And see, you just gave me a really good piece of information there. All right. Well, listen, I'll get out of the way. I'm kind of hogging up the airspace. The more I worry about it, the more I'm, you know, kind of coming to a conclusion. I think I'd like to get in it, but like I said, I didn't know how many people here locally were on it.
A lot of people on it. The gentleman didn't have his hotspot working. There's a new thing that just happened at the first of the year. You have to password protect your hotspot. And you have to sign up when you get onto Brandmeister. You have to sign up for a self-help account. You go on that account, and then you have to set up that password in the account, and then the hotspot will be able to get on the Brandmeister, and you'll be able to hear everything.
I have a hotspot for the vehicle, Emma.
Guys operate it. There's a few guys out there that operate their truck drivers. They operate DMR with hotspots hooked to their cell phones.
But you got to have an interface between, though, don't you? I hear something about a Raspberry Pi device that takes it so that the cell phone can receive it that way. But do I have to have that hotspot just to hit the repeaters and operate that way?
The repeaters will hear your signal and interpret the DMR coding, which is just a bunch of tones. It sounds like a pager, and they handle it. But they're only hooked to certain, you know, you're kind of hardwired. You're only hooked to certain talk bridgeways and talk groups through the repeater. The hotspot is a device that's a combination of a Pi board. There's several kinds of Pi boards, and another board on top of the Pi board that does the receiving and the transmitting of the radio frequency, and the Raspberry Pi runs the rest of it. It's like the little computer for it. So it's a two-board sandwich.
WA, did I lose him? Is anybody else hearing him?
Lost him. It's KO4CEF. He just cut off. I don't know if he went in a hole or I didn't know if the repeater dropped him.
I got this radio programmed with a real quick timeout timer, and I forget about it. I get to talking, and my radio stops.
Okay. Yeah, we was wondering what happened to you. Thought maybe something bad had happened. Well, I'm glad you're all right. All right. Well, listen, you've given me a lot of good information, and I appreciate it. I may be making a decision pretty soon on that thing. So anyhow, I'll get out of y'all's way. KN4 VWA. Y'all carry on. I'm clear.
KN4 BWA and 6CLX, glad I could help. I hope you heard most of the last thing. It's just that the hotspot connects to your Wi-Fi and translates the DMR signal and transmits on RF. It's a little transceiver, little 400 milliwatt transceiver.
Okay. Well, listen, you guys mind if I make a call out real quick?
Flex, I'll stand by.
Roger. I don't know his full prefix, but I believe it's K4ILM, Walt, up for towards Lake Bowen. KN4 VWA, you there, Walt?
Yeah, Steve, is K4OIM. You almost had it correct.
I've turned 65, and I got an excuse for a short memory now. I'm old. Listen, I'm going to leave the house here about 15 minutes, and I figure it's about a half an hour up there. So start looking for me in about 45 minutes. Is that okay?
And I've got to thinking about it, Steve. I got something else here you might be interested in. It don't look like I'm ever gonna be able to get the thing up in the air. I've got a Cushcraft Tribander 2015 and 10 that, I don't know who I got it from. I don't know if I got it from Gabriel or Jerry or the two of them together. But I'm thinking about it. I might sell that thing, Steve.
So it's a Cushcraft, what is it, a D30 or a D3?
D3. Gabriel said it was the one, but the older one before MFJ bought Cushcraft out. In moving, I broke one of the short elements off of it, but I ordered the element from DX Engineering. I've never put it on. It ain't but, I think, 3 foot long. It's half inch in diameter. And the element wasn't but $8, but it was $18 shipping on that doggone thing. If you're interested in it, we'll talk about it when you get here.
All right. Well, I'll go in there and look up the spec on it real quick before I head out your way, okay?
Okay. I'm sitting here monitoring the 2 meter, waiting on the net tonight.
Roger. Okay. Well, good enough. Well, I am KN4BWA, and I appreciate you guys letting me cut in, and I'm clear after y'all's final, or y'all carry on.
Yeah, for letting him break in there with me, this is K4OIM, I'll be clear. Carry on. FCLX. Stuck on 85.
I hopped off the Duncan exit and went basically coming in the back way home on 296.
A news alert from Channel 4 News, and they said the traffic was backed up for over 10 miles now.
And 6CLX for the timer ID. Yeah, I could see that on the phone. Well, I'm coming in from Spartanburg, and it was a good, I could see a good 10 miles of red, and that, of course, I had just passed that exit, so I had to wait for the next one. That was a good half hour.
Familiar with that area up there. Back before I retired, I was a heavy equipment operator, and exceeding like the last 10 years I've worked, every job we had was in Malden or over toward Anderson. And you could count on at least one to two wrecks every morning going to work, and that many or more coming home from work in the afternoon. That 85, boy, it's a mess. I'd leave Malden and drive 15 mile out of the way to go back down and get on 14 to come in toward Greer and Duncan.
That's where I'm trying to get to. Mahomes off of 14. But I'll get there. I'm just seeing the countryside, seeing the horse farms, and all the trees they're knocking down to build more ugly houses.
It is up here in Inman. Back before I retired, I done a lot of grating, and I cleared the lots, and cut the roads in, put the water, the storm, storm drains, and all of that in. And nowadays, I think the code is the house has to be 20 foot apart. There's no way I would pay the kind of money people are paying for these houses. And you can look out your bedroom windows into your next-door neighbor's bedroom window.
It's almost like what I'm in, but they were built in the 90s. They got a little more room. My wife says, you're actually going to walk out there like that with the light on? I said, man, I'll have them arrested as being a peeping Tom.
My daughter just bought this place up here off of Robinson, I mean Lake Bowen. I can sit here and look out the window at the lake right now. The only bad thing about this one, this location is I-26 is maybe 500-600 feet from the back door. It's a wooded lot, but you can still see the traffic, and the bridge over Lake Bowen is just right below the house, and those big 18-wheelers at night crossing that bridge, I don't know if I'll ever get used to all the noise up here.
The noise you're talking about sounds like a 747 touching down or something when they hit those expansion joints.
When we moved here, we lived over there next to Steve at KF4 VWA, a friend of mine I was just talking to, over there on the outskirts of Inman. And I never got used to the fire trucks and the ambulance because that was just right up the street from us. And they were always going to Spartanburg Regional down there. And it's 24 hours a day of sirens.
I don't know what to say about all this. You know, I got no problem with progress and building houses and so on and so forth. But as I'm driving here in this road, now I'm down to Woodruff Road. I'm almost to Woodruff, by the way. Anyway, I'm passing a place here. They're putting in, it looks like, 300 houses. Gee whiz.
A lot of subdivisions that way. I couldn't believe the way they packed them in. And it's getting that way everywhere now. Thank God this lot that we're on up here, it's about an acre and a half, and got plenty of big oak trees to put antennas in.
Where we're at, older neighborhood. I got nothing but trees in the backyard, trees and a river. Unfortunately, the old folks owned the property across the river, sold it, and now they put several hundred houses there, and I can see people, I don't know why people move into a house and immediately put up these bright lights, and they're scared someone's going to come into their yard, but now I can see all their lights.
I was telling my daughter the other day, we went over into Boiling Springs and the subdivisions over there. I told her, I said, look out there, they put in all those security alarms and all. I said, nowadays, all you need is a box cutter and you can walk into anyone's house. They frame them up and put up the styrofoam insulation and then the plastic siding on them. You can just cut a hole right through there with a box cutter and kick the paneling off the wall or kick the hole in the chute rock and walk right in.
Now, I've got the alarm system so the police can come and take the report.
Mr. Mossberg will keep them out. KN4 VWA.
Mossberg, Glock, Mr. Colt. What else do I have? SKS. That'll all keep them out.
I live. I got 6 acres around me. And let me tell you, everybody for about 3 miles around knows not to mess with that crazy old you-know-what that lives up there on that piece of property. He'll shoot you.
Nowadays, if you go out and shoot your gun, what you're doing is burning bucks.
Man, I reload, and let me tell you something. You can't even get primers anymore. You can't even get slugs anymore. Much less powder.
You can't get slugs, can't get brass, can't get primer. Heck, you'd be lucky to... One of these days, you're going to have to have a permit to go buy the powder.
Sam doesn't know won't hurt him.
Those that I just named, they were all lost in a really, really bad boating accident.
Wonder who we're talking to there, Walt. I don't know him, do you?
6, CLX, November 6, Charlie Lima X-ray.
Well, I was being facetious there, bud. When it comes to something like that, I don't know you. I don't know what you got. Duh.
Yep. All I know is get them while the getting's good.
Seen that gun control law that they have written?
Well, I tell you what, I'm just not going to get into that this evening. I'm in a pretty good mood, and all I'm going to do is get talking, about it. Besides politics, this ain't the place for politics. You know, I don't mind people being ticked off at me, but I'm just not in the mood for that government stuff tonight. I'm already so far over the edge with anything in Washington, and that includes Republicans.
Bro, I am. Did anybody get an email like I got today from the FCC? Said attention, all ham operators. As of yesterday, effective tonight at 12 o'clock, the FCC is reinstating the code provisions. You have to know International Morse Code to hold an amateur radio license. All amateur radio operators that took the test with no code requirements are required to report to the nearest FCC office and take the code test and get their endorsement before they will be eligible to operate anymore. This goes into effect tonight at 12 o'clock. And I looked at my daughter and I said, what the heck? What? I had to have code when I got my novice ticket. I love CW. And then I looked, I said, wait a minute, tonight at 12 o'clock, tomorrow's April the 1st.
Someone's pulling a good one, I like it. And by the way, what did the repeater just say?
NYKR.
I'm just joking. If they did do that, I would be a technician again because I got my technician license on a needing the code.
If I ever learned 5 words a minute, I would never use CW again. And that was in 78. And I just upgraded. I had a stroke a little over 2 years ago and fell out of my shack, broke my neck. And I was homebound. And my daughter said, Daddy, why don't you ever upgrade? So I got a hold of WR8RW. He was the net manager back then. And I went to Greenville that weekend. Took the test for the technician, and I missed one question on it, and then I went back the next month and took the test for the general just to see what I really needed to study, and passed it. And I still love CW, but I've got a 2-meter base station here that there's a few nets on there that strictly nothing but CW, and then there's sideband nets on there, but you gotta have a beam to get out there and get into them. A good April Fool's joke.
That ought to have been put out by the ARRL. That would have been funny. I take it back. The last code session I took was to get my general back in the 90s. General. And then I moved to advanced, and I stayed there until last year when I took the extra.
Thinking about studying and for the extra, but I'm 73 years old, and you don't get that many more privileges for the extra, and I am definitely not into the digital modes now. I'm too old for that, and got a radio here now. I'm selling Steve. It's too high tech for me. This FT450 has got 30-something menus into it, and then you can go in there into the menus and go to the external menu, and you got 68 more menus in it. And somehow or another, I hooked a signal link up to it and all of that, not knowing what I was doing, and the thing went to transmitting CWs about 45 words a minute. And the only way I could shut it off was start unplugging everything. And now when I hook my paddles to it and turn the gear on, it won't transmit. I can't figure out how to come back, get back in there and turn my gear back on.
We've reached the stage in this hobby where the radio is smarter than I am. I'm going to have a problem. That's why I'm rebuilding Swan, my old Swan transceiver, 6 meter. I got several tube rigs I've built, and then my old Kenwood I got in the 90s.
The no Swan, what was it, 300, 350, and then I had the Swan 500. They would be all right now with an external VFO on them, but man, those things would drift.
700, and that thing's rock solid after about 30 minutes. And I'm working on the 6 meter, the 250, but I gotta get it to transmit. It's giving me a lot of problems, but it receives nice. I'm home. Thanks for riding with me. I'm home. A 24-minute drive actually took an hour and 15 minutes. Thank you very much, and I'll sit here and listen to your final, N6CLX.
Yeah, it's K4OM. One more quick question, if I could. I bought a Yaesu FT221R 2-meter all-mode base station a month ago. And this thing has worked flawlessly. It's got the external digital readout on it. And Sunday, I had the thing on, just monitoring. And I turned my HF on and went on 10 meters, and I could hear some stations on 10. So I went down to 6 meters, single sideband. And this 2-meter radio was on FM. And I made a few CQs, and nobody ever came back. But the last time I called CQ, I noticed the 2-meter rig was keying up. Well, I cut it off, and then that night, I went to check in on the net. The thing won't transmit anymore. What did that burn up in it? Do you have any idea?
With all this software control, you could have burned up anything in there. Maybe a processor, and maybe nothing. I don't know. I can't believe transmitting would have made it key up, and you must have had some RF drifting in there, and it got into the key line. It was connected to the antenna, so I'm assuming it was connected to the antenna, so it wouldn't be the final.
VHF antenna hooked to the 2-meter rig, and then I've got a fan dipole up out here for the HF rig, and that's what I was on with the on 6 meters. But now the receive is perfect on it, but no transmit. And the radio I'm talking on now, it's an old one of the first Yaesus that came out with the CPU in it. I tried it the other day. I turned it on and keep the HF radio up on 6 meters, and it didn't affect it. And it's hooked up to the same antenna as the 221 was.
Hey, some of these radios, the newer radios, are real sensitive. Could be anything there, but if it's receiving, I don't know. I don't know if there's a reset in there or if you're just going to have to check the driving stage and the final to see if they got burnt up.
We hear that, but I'm going to have to go into it. I kind of work on and rebuild some of the older rigs myself. As a matter of fact, I talked to a guy that I believe his name was Mike. I can't remember his call. He just moved in the area. He lives up in Campobello, and he rebuilds a lot of Hammerlin and, Hammerlin radios. And I've got boxes of new old stock meters, air variable capacitors and all, for the old Hammerlins. And I'd like to catch him back on here again, and maybe I could help him out with some parts. They all new old stock, still in the box.
He'd appreciate you hooking up with him. Yeah, I don't know. Can't help you with that radio, but I'm sure digging in it, we can figure out something that's going on. I'm sorry to hear it happen, though. I'm going to go in. I got a headache now because I'm hungry. This is N6CLX. I'm going to be clear.
Appreciate it. Appreciate the information and the talk. 73's K4OIM.
K4OIM.
Fixing to turn left onto Highway 9 from 292. I had to drop down into Inman where I could get a little bit of green stuff to take care of you. So I'm right here at that corner right there at the lodge and that Sitco station. So what do you think, 5-10 minutes out?
Up there. I'll still be here. If you need me, just call me on the radio, or you got my number, don't you? My phone number?
I think that was Phil, W4NGU, that had your phone number. I never have had your phone number, brother.
We ain't got nothing to write it with right now. And I'm looking back. I was sitting here looking for your phone number. I know I wrote it down a while ago. I don't see where I wrote it. But, there it is, 879-4228. You want me to give you a call on the phone so you'll have my number, or I'll be here by the radio if you need any more directions or help, Steve.
I just hit you on the radio.
K4OIM, be clear on your final, Steve.
K4OIM, KN4BWA. See you shortly. Clear.
OIM, M4Z, okay.
Calling K4OIM, you broke up there. Could you come back with your call?
Low spot. I should be coming out. This is N4ZLK. My name is Shane. How to copy?
Yeah, you clear now.
I was listening to you last night, and I just wanted to tell you that you were doing a wonderful job on the net. The last time I heard you, you were talking about practicing for it, and I haven't been around the radio much lately, but you did a really good job. I was going to try to check in, but I was pulling a car on a car trailer and driving on some back roads, so I was kind of paying attention to what I was doing, but did a very nice job. You sounded really good.
Jake, Dad, it's a challenge. I'd had a stroke and broke my neck, and I ain't got much use of my left hand, so like most of the net controllers, I can't use the keyboard. I have to write it all down. And when somebody comes on and checks in their wife and then their daughter and all of that, and they run them all off real fast, it used to embarrass me. I hated to go back and ask them to repeat theirself, but Dave, W4DJW, he told me, he said, Walt, if you don't understand them and they are too fast, call them out, call them down. So I'm making progress with it. I'm really enjoying being net control. 73 years old, and about time I give a little something back to ham radio after being a ham for 32 years now, almost 33, Shane.
Well, I think I've been a ham now for almost 30 years, if not 30, but I don't have the time to get involved like that. Maybe one day, you know, when you're working and always on the move and the kids are young, it's kind of hard to do that. But no, you sounded really good. I was laughing because you, when you first came on the net last night, you mentioned that about that, you know, if you have multiple calls to kind of go slow, and boy, they just jumped on and fired at you. The first 15 people were just throwing their calls out really quickly. I was impressed that you got them all down.
I'm getting kind of used up to their voices. I can hear their voice, and I'll know their call, or I'll know their name, or their location. But then sometimes there's a fast, and then somebody will jump in right after them while I'm thinking of that person, and I just lose it all. I'll lose two calls trying to concentrate on that one guy. Where was he at? What was his name?
Imagine when people that do it for a while, you listen to them, they make it sound easy. But I was thinking about when I was trying to learn Morse code, and I'm still trying to learn Morse code. I'm still not proficient at it. But I'll do the same thing. I'll get hung up on a letter and think too hard on it and end up missing the next two or three. But, that's been my experience. It's been a while since I've worked on it. But that does make sense. You get hung up on something and you can't pay attention to the rest of it.
Shane, you're just too young to be doing the stuff that those old geezers do now. KN4VWA, where you been?
Sitting around. Hey, Steve. Driving a different vehicle back and forth. We got my wife another vehicle, and I was driving hers till I can sell it, and it doesn't have a radio in it. And the tractor that I drive for work, I had to take the radio out because it was down for a while, and they sent it off, and I didn't know if it'd come back, so I didn't want to lose the radio. So I've been around. I just haven't been around the radio much.
Well, we've been missing you. What kind of car were you hauling?
Funny story. That was my wife's car that I've got for sale, and the clutch went out on me while I was driving to work Monday morning. And I made it to work, but I might have been able to get it home, but I was just, got a friend that's got a trailer, and I'd rather tow it home than have it sitting on the side of the road somewhere.
It's a lot easier to load one in a controlled area than on the side of the interstate or on the side of the road somewhere. Listen, I'm going to jump out of the way and let y'all carry on there. KN4VWA, clear.
Safe out there.
KN4ZLK.
Go ahead, Walt.
You missed one letter and you concentrate on that letter. What was that now? And then you've done missed the whole word.
I'm sorry, I doubled with you.
And, I'm like you. I compared the calling the net to learning Morse code. You miss one letter and you get hung up on thinking about that one letter, and you've missed the whole word. And but after you do code a while and you get the first two letters, you know what the words are going to be.
And I just have not put the time in that I need to. And I tell myself, don't think about it, don't think about it. You know what these letters are. You got muscle memory, and then end up messing my own self up by saying not to think about it. So, but yeah, I know that you, eventually you'll hear words and not just letters, but I'm not at that point yet.
Drink that, after I got my novice license, I didn't think I would ever use CW anymore. But back then, the only voice privilege you had was from 28.3 to 28.5 on 10 meters. And back then, I had a little old Radio Shack. What was that thing? HT... I believe it was an HT-10, 25-watt FM 10-meter radio. And for an antenna, I took a drop cord. I think I cut each leg of it, 8'6", put an insulator in there, tied my coax into it, and had it up about maybe 10 foot between two trees. And back then, during a sunspot cycle, I worked the whole world off of 25 watts.
Hey, Kip, look out your front window, boy. There's a good-looking bald-headed man out there.
Shane, I'm going to say 7-3 and go out off of here and go look at this good-looking bald-headed man.
You, then. I need to get out of here. You two take it easy, Steve. Good to hear you. I don't know if you heard me earlier. Good to hear you. And Walt, good to talk to you. And I've got one of those HT 25 watt HT Radio Shacks, whatever it is, 25 watt radios, also 10 meter. I've had a lot of fun with that one as well. Talk to you guys later. N4ZLK.
Take it easy, Shane. KN4VWA. Clear, bud.